From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name. It's good to have you tuning in and joining with us, and I hope that you'll continue to listen in as we let the Bible speak. If you're a regular listener, we're glad to have you join us once more, but if you're someone who's tuning in for the first time, we do give you that special word of welcome, and it's our prayer that this will not be just your first and only time, but that you'll become a regular listener to Let the Bible Speak. Bringing God's Word today is the Reverend James Porter, and just before we hear the message, let's take a few moments and listen to these words in song.
Bible reading for today is from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. It says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Now, the Bible has much to say about the heart of man. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, and verse 9, it says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." Indeed, Christ in the Gospel says, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies." And such things originate in the human heart because of man's sinful nature. If you are still unsaved, then you need to realize that you have a sinful heart before God, a heart that has the potential for all kinds of evil and sin. And because of your sin, you are condemned already, the Bible says, before God, condemned to a lost eternity in hell itself. Please realize that there's only one remedy for your sinful heart, and that is by you knowing Christ as your personal Savior. You need to be saved. You need to be born again. You need to have your sins washed and cleansed away by His precious blood by trusting Him as Savior. This is the only way for your heart to be made right before God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And in our verse today, mention is made again of the human heart. It says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And this is good advice to every believer in Christ. Yes, all that are saved by God's grace have a responsibility to look after their own heart. This is vital if they are to grow in grace, bear a good testimony, and live for God's glory. And that being so, there are three things I want you to notice regarding the Christian's great work of keeping their heart. First of all, notice the believer's duty of keeping the heart. Our verse says, "Keep thy heart." Such words are a command from the Lord to His people. This word "keep" means to guard like a sentinel. Thus, the Christian is to guard the fortress of his heart. Such a thing should be the believer's number one priority in life. For the verse really means keep one's heart above the keeping of everything else. Also, it is important to note that it says "thy heart." These words are in the singular. Therefore, this is the personal duty of every one of us who belong to the Lord. Now, the keeping of our hearts is vitally important because the heart is the citadel of man. It is his dearest treasure. It is that part of our being that will face the fiercest onslaught from the world, the flesh, and the devil. Child of God, watch and guard your heart diligently. It is right to say that we should be concerned about the needs of others, but at the same time, we must not neglect the spiritual condition of our own heart. This was the lament of the writer, the Song of Solomon. He said, "They made me the keeper of the vineyard, but mine own vineyard have I not kept." This is often the case with many a saved person, and looking after the concerns of others, their own spiritual condition becomes neglected. Child of God, it is your responsibility, your great duty, to guard your heart, lest it be neglected to your spiritual detriment. Our text says, "Keep thy heart." Then secondly, notice the believer's motive for keeping his heart. It says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." The state of the heart determines and affects the rest of our life. The heart will determine the will, the thoughts, the affections, the desires, the deeds, our words. As a spring of water is the source of every river or lake, so the heart is the source of every human action and volition. In Proverbs 23, verse 7, it says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Child of God, the lesson here for you to note is that the spiritual condition of your heart will determine and affect the outward condition of your life. The measure of your witness for Christ will be in accordance with the condition of your heart. Is it the case that you know that there are things in your life which are not right in God's eyes? Then I urge you to come afresh to the cross. Confess your sins and backslidings to the Lord, and He will revive and bless your heart. This is how David got his heart back in tune with God, and this is how he was brought again into the place of service and usefulness before the Lord. In Psalm 51, verses 9 to 13, he's before the Lord in prayer. And he prays, "Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Then finally I want you to notice the manner in which the believer is to keep his heart. Verse 23 of Proverbs chapter 4 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The manner is to be one of diligence. This means vigilant, being spiritually alert. Now there are two aspects to this diligent keeping of the heart of the believer. There is the negative aspect. In other words, there are certain things that we must not do as believers. There are certain places that we must not go to as Christians if we are to keep our hearts. Think of the counsel of the Apostle Paul to the Christians in Thessalonica. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 22, he says, abstain from all appearance of evil. All that has even the very appearance of evil, you and I are to abstain from, we are to separate from, and to stay clear of. Again, think of the counsel of Paul to God's people in Romans chapter 12. He says, and be not conformed to this world. In other words, you and I are not to be controlled or are directed by the evil ways of this world. Again, you think of the psalmist speaking of the blessed man. In Psalm 1 and verse 1, something that is really to be the example for every Christian to follow. He says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And child of God, that is good advice for you and I. But as well as the negative aspect, there is also the positive aspect. That really means the believer realizing his own weakness before the Lord and keeping his heart. And with that realization, he prays. He asks God daily and indeed continually to keep his heart. Again, this was how David prayed in Psalm 86, verse 11. He prayed, Lord, unite my heart to fear thy name. And as David prayed such a prayer, believer, may you also pray that God would keep your heart united in the fear of the Lord. Believer in Christ, this is part of your great work that will really continue right until you leave this world, until you enter heaven itself. Until that day, when the Lord either comes or calls you home, you and I, we are to keep our hearts with all diligence. For out of them are the issues of life. Thank you for listening. May God bless his word to your heart today.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.